Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The Open Line.
Call 021-446-0567.
The phone lines are open, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Matthew in Constantia. You want to talk about election posters, but I first want to talk about property development. Are you keen on, are you keen on container housing?
No.
Why not?
Containers, it's one of the most stupid things human beings have come up with.
But they're all around. They're all around, so we have to use them somehow.
No, we don't. You just made that up. Just because they're around doesn't mean we have to use them. They're designed for transporting goods.
So what do we
do
with all the containers in stacked up in Pardon Island and then in Maitland?
Well, why does that become my problem? I'm a property developer, not a container recycler.
So you want to build brick-and-mortar homes so you can make money?
Definitely. No, I want to build brick-and-mortar homes so I can employ South Africans.
What
I don't want to do is take European trash and turn it into homes for Africans. Not when those containers are built out of metal, which is not suitable for housing, are treated with chemicals that are not suitable for people, and are the wrong shape and size for human beings. So just because there's rubbish lying around doesn't mean I want to put Africans in it. I'd rather take the raw materials we have available, employ as many South Africans as possible, and build housing that has quality and long-lasting value. I don't want to live in a container. Do you want to live in a container?
Even these smart ones, I see some nice smart ones here.
The smart ones, I can take any smart, fancy container house and build a much cheaper, higher quality house using materials that are only sourced locally. I am very anti-container housing. It makes sense. If you're American, you have more money than sense, and you need to squeeze your very fat ass into a very small space. But on the African context,
400,000 rand for a very standard, what looks like a very nice container home.
My point exactly. I can do that for 190,000. Less than half the price. And it'll last longer. My house will stand for 100 years. Your container will be rusted to nothing in 20.
Okay. But you actually want to talk about election posters. Really appreciate that perspective. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it's just, you know, look, I'm not a big fan of the DA. So I saw one of their posters that says, Cape Town works, let's do more. And the only reason the DA has a good name is because Cape Town works so flippin' hard. It's not because of the DA, it's because all of us working our guts off. So what that poster should say is, Cape Town works, please do more. Because it's us, not them. Then the other one, which I think is hilarious, is, make your hood good, with a picture of Patricia with boxing gloves.
She
has a hood, and they made her good.
In landscape, so it makes it, it's a landscape poster.
Yes, but it says, make your hood good. And I mean, there is, yeah, that's what they did. They made a hood good. She's the hood. They made her good.
What posters do you like? Are they in?
I don't like political posters because I don't like politicians. I'm an anarchist. I believe that the people should be ruling themselves. And especially in South Africa, the politicians are nothing more than overpaid superstars. And let's be honest, the only thing any politician can do is fix the stuff-ups of the previous politician. So if we go back 150 years and kill the first one, we solve all the problems.
Matthew Constantia, really appreciate the call. 021-446-0567. Dick in Somerset West, how are you?
Not so bad, Richard, not so bad. I'm just amused. Look, I'm having to treat the last caller. I'm sure that actually outside of his day job, he's probably a stand-up comedian because I couldn't wind up actually whether it was really intended to be funny or whether he actually meant what he said. But I will agree with him on one thing, and that is about self-government. I'm a very strong believer in that one, but hard to accomplish. But look, Lester, let me keep this very short. Look, containers actually have been used tens of thousands, if not millions, around the world, initially for improvised housing. Then they were subsequently developed into something a bit more sophisticated. There have been some really serious housing structures built with those. They are a very practical and viable alternative, and if they are tackled in the right way, considerably cheaper than bricks and mortar. It is just a question of what it is your expectation is. I mean, if you want to live, the 30 square meters you mentioned is the long 40-foot container. The smaller ones are only half that size. It is very, very tiny living. But, you know, you've just got to use some ingenuity. And this idea that they rust to hell in a few years is completely untrue. In fact, In fact, if they're properly treated in the first place, they've got an almost unlimited lifespan. So there's a lot of possibilities in them. It's one more possibility of affordable housing of many others. But it's definitely viable, it's and certainly about, not what your previous caller said. Yeah?
It's also about, look, there's quality and standard of living. And I've been in Airbnbs, for example, in New York, which could have been more than 20 square meters. Literally, the kitchen, bathroom, and the little cot bed was literally in the same area. I could stand on the bed and arc a wee, and it will fall into the toilet pot. But it's not quality of life, but people would choose to live there. It's not really that inexpensive. It was actually very expensive in that part of Midtown New York. But it's also about what is available to people and where they would want to live. And I've seen there's the documentaries of crowded inner city housing in Singapore and Hong Kong. It would be absolutely dreadful to live there. But if that is the need that arises with a 30 square meter shipping container, maybe we could use it. And I think there is an abundance of it. You're on the R27 on Pardon Island, Maitland.
There we go.
I've driven along the seafront in Durban. There's containers everywhere. And maybe they should be put to use instead of being these artificial mountains.
Lester, I'm living in 40 square meters at the moment. My late wife and I moved into this. And the two of us were living in 40 square meters, and I'll accept that once it starts getting down to 30, it's very tight. But it is doable. You've just got to look at the way people are living, and I think actually we need to start facing up to reality in terms of affordability of everything, and also in terms of affordability of land and everything else. We need to have a rethink about the whole thing. But Lester, you've given me plenty of time. Thank you so much.
Dick in Somerset West, really appreciate it. 021-446-0567. The lines are open. 072-567-1567. Get calling.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
021-446-0567. Dave in Rondebosch, good afternoon. Or good morning. Sorry, I'm ahead of myself.
Yeah, nearly good afternoon. Morning, Lester. How are you?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
I was just having a chuckle now. Just listen to the clip that you people played with Cyril talking about what the ANC, when he said that we've not always done what we're capable of doing or what we have done. I'm not sure what he means by that. I think, you know, they almost could have stolen more. They're capable of stealing more. And the only thing that got in the way was investigative journalism. I turned it that way in terms of the capability. I've seen no capability whatsoever, except for seriously very capable of corruption. And I think that if it wasn't for the investigative journalism that's taken, you know, that's rooted that out or exposed it, they were capable of stealing even more.
So you're saying the slogan should be "Together we can steal more."
Sorry, Les, I didn't hear that.
You're saying a new slogan could be "Together we can steal more."
Yeah, together we can steal more.
A looter continua. Dave in Rondebosch, Richard in Weinberg, how are you? Richard in Weinberg, are you there? Richard in Weinberg is not there. We'll try and get him back on the line. Let's go to a voice note. 072-567-1567.
Hi, good morning, Lester. Great show. Can you just ask Matthew in Constantia if he's heard of a product called Thermocork? Tell him to check that out. It's now here in South Africa. I'm sure he could use it himself. It works perfectly on shipping containers. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Richard, Milton Ridge.
Plenty of Richards. Richard in Weinberg, back again with us. How are you doing, Richard?
Mister.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. You want to talk about coalitions, the possibility?
Well, you know, there's this conversation being going on. And in fact, some months ago, another presenter on your radio station suggested that as long as anybody or everybody didn't vote for the ANC and voted for whichever party, that it would be doing a good thing. Well, I don't agree with that. It's because if you look at the situation that happened in Port Elizabeth, where You know, Athol Chollop, whether he is good or whether he's bad, I don't know. But their whole coalition was completely tripped up by Bunta Holomisa's party, a chap for whom I have a lot of respect. But his person that he put in there as the mayor, he broke that whole coalition to pieces. So my point is, and I'm not waving a flag here for the DA, because they've got a lot of problems and a lot of things about what they do make me angry, and they've got people who send Twitter messages all over the place, which they simply should ban and tell them not to do it anymore. However, I suggest that in Cape Town, the DA might be the best of a pretty bad bunch. Mm. And that's, you know, in order to have a functioning and running municipality and council, rather than spread the vote far and wide, that we should concentrate and support the one party.
I there was a lot of talk after Brett Herron was on Refuelware show this morning.
Yes, that's when I phoned it. Yeah.
Essentially saying it's almost impossible that they would go into some form of governing coalition with the Democratic Alliance. I think that is very, very important not to count chickens before they hatch, because political parties, two diametrically opposed political parties, the DA and the EFF, went into not an active coalition. It was a voting partnership. I don't think the EFF got any mayoral committee positions in Joburg, and I think that was a very principled point by the EFF saying, we'll give you votes to vote for your speaker, your mayor, just so that the ANC doesn't form a minority government, but we're not a coalition partner. But it is an agreement nonetheless. Yanyan Hubert wrote a fascinating book in which how he detailed clandestine meetings between James Self and Godrich Gadi, meeting in secretive car parks in Joburg, trying to map out a partnership agreement. And I think for any political party, never say never, particularly in an election like this one.
Yeah, well, except that, and that coalition with the EFF in Johannesburg was all very well until they needed to be relied upon to support a particular motion, where they started to then use the threatening tactics and say, well, if you don't do this for us, we won't support you, and if you don't do that. And that's where it fell apart, didn't it?
But isn't there the DA and ANC coalition, I think, in the Bitu municipality?
Yeah, but it's a disaster.
It's a disaster that serves two political parties and two political motives.
Lester, the important thing is nothing about all of this should be benefiting any political party. Uh-huh. It should be benefiting the people of the city or metro in which they live. And all I'm suggesting is that, you know, maybe it's the good party or maybe it's the ANC, but splitting the vote and voting for all sorts of newcomer parties in the hope that they can make a difference is just pie in the sky. It's not really going to happen.
Remember, I think it was Andisiwe Makinana interviewing John Steenhuisen a couple of months ago. John Steenhuisen then refuted that conversation. But the Sunday Times initially reporting that John Steenhuisen saying that he doesn't rule out the possibility of a coalition national government with the ANC. If you were to put the ANC and DA's policies on top of one another and took out all branding and references to a political party, I think the average South African would not know
the difference
between an ANC and DA manifesto.
Well, certainly, you know, and hence my point, that rather than these coalitions that are so problematic, and remember that what you're suggesting with the comments that Steenhuisen made was because he's also not speaking from a position of strength. Mm. You know, he's trying to gather votes all the time. Mm. And my suggestion, and I was reacting more than anything to a comment, as I said, that was made some months ago by Sadie. He said, vote for anyone you like, As long as it's not the ruling party, which I don't think is a sensible move.
We have election specials every Monday in the next few weeks. I think towards the closer we get to elections, we will be talking about election, about coalitions to Yanyan Hubert. He wrote a book before the 2019 elections. I think it was called Who Will Govern? And he gave some pretty accurate prognostication of how the dice would fall after a 2019 election. But let's quickly go to Pedro in Manenberg. How are you doing, Pedro?
Hi, good morning, Lester. I'm well, yourself?
Very good. Nice talking to you again after what spoke to you on Friday. You spoke about...
Yes. I sent a voice note yesterday to Brett Aaron with that rapid-fire questions that you had for him. I just want to touch on this coalition story. You know, I've got this problem that election time comes and so on, and I'm going to stick to my guns what I said to Brett yesterday. There's no way that the good party is going to win outright majorities. Coalitions will have to be formed. My question is, you know, with whom are they going to form? Yes, you say never, but you know, a coalition between the good party and the DA again in the Western Cape. The problem with the independent Democrats that happened there is that they didn't only form a coalition with the DA. The DA completely swallowed the ID and stripped them of their, well, not stripped them. They willingly were stripped from the identity as a political party. Mm. Now we all know as a colored person living on the Cape Flats, I know the reason why the independent Democrats was formed in the first place. Mm. It was to garner the colored vote, whether they want to accept to admit that or not, but that is the reason why. And then having our votes sold to the DA without consulting the constituents. If I wanted to vote for the DA, I would have voted for the DA in the first place and not the independent Democrats. This time around, it's the same story. And we ask ourselves now, is this precious thing that I have, that people fought, bled, and died for, called my vote, has it become so cheap that it's being sold for mayoral change, it's being sold for certain positions? And then the other thing is, you know, I don't even believe that political parties should be involved in local government, you know, because as long as the elected official has to toe the party line, it's not always necessarily fit the narrative of the needs of the people.
Would feel betrayed by a political party that you voted for going into a political party coalition agreement with a party that you'd never vote for, never consider voting for. You'd feel
exactly. Aggrieved. You see the manifestos that they bring out now as a informative or informed voter. I would go and look at the political party's manifesto and what they stand for. And if my beliefs is the same, then I make a decision to vote for that party. But the party that my elected party or my party of choice joins the coalition with, their manifesto is not necessarily, doesn't fit the narrative or doesn't fit the position that we as communities find ourselves in.
Yeah. Pedro in Manenberg, thank you so much. Keep your calls coming in. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Let's go to some of your voice notes now. You're on the open line. 072-567-1567. Let's have a listen.
Hi, everyone. I work at Mediclinic Constantiaberg in the vaccine site. We have many vaccines available today, so we're happy to have any walk-ins until 4 p.m. Our hospital is in Burnham Road, Plumstead. Please, we really would like people to be vaccinated today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that reminder. Constantiaberg Mediclinic, they have vaccines available. Go in, get yours. Open up until 4 o'clock this morning. Let's have another voice note, Joe.
Everybody has so much to say about the ANC and the state of the nation. I mean, I'm no happy camper either. It could be better. But hey, it's not apartheid, you know. I'm glad we have freedom of speech and we can say what we need to say about the government and keep it clean. But on the bright side, none of us will be thrown out of a building and, you know, our families told that we committed suicide. So, yeah, we're free. I mean, that's all that matters. We should just work together and just make this a better place. And let's just do that. I mean, it's better than what where we were a couple of years ago. That I can say for sure.
Hi, Lester. Whatever the merits or demerits of any party or candidate standing in the local elections coming up, for me, is not that important. I would like to say that there needs to be a community-driven, focused approach to a performance plan for every councillor, every MPL, every MP. The Right to Know campaign have written in 2016 on their website that only three candidates in 2016 offered a pledge of accountability as a councillor signed it. Three out of the thousands. So for me, this is very crucial. There needs to be an accessible system where the community has input to the performance plan of a councillor. And if that councillor does not perform, there should be a point system in place that gets rid of them when they are not performing and not delivering. Owen, retreat.